You're listening to member-supported Public Radio 90, WNMU-FM Marquette, also online at WNMUFM.org. I'm Kurt Hosworth, host of Class Eclectic in Studio B this morning with a special guest to talk about something spooky with the Marquette Symphony Orchestra. His name is Octavio Masarokas, the new principal conductor of the MSO. Welcome back to our studios, Octavio.
Thank you for having me back. Always a pleasure.
Absolutely. So this time around, we have something new for the concert season of the Marquette Symphony Orchestra. It's a Halloween Spooktacular that'll be happening Sunday, October 28th at 2 p.m. What can you tell us about this production for the MSO?
Yeah, I think that the title actually says it almost everything that you need is in there. It says Halloween Spooktacular. So it's going to be music somehow that has some theme in Halloween, just scary or not necessarily scary, but some, you know, it's also fantastic and fun, you know, and spectacular, you know, like that's the word of the play of words there, Halloween spectacular. So this music is actually kind of like a blockbuster of classical and film music. In essence, it's just the blockbuster of orchestral music, and with the theme of the Halloween. So there's gonna be music there. There is just classical music that was composed just outside the film, or just like maybe there were some themes into this pieces, and so you will hear pieces by Mussorgsky and Paul Dukas, and so classical composers that compose pieces that have become part of the orchestral repertoire and just very popular. And then there's going to be also music that that is extracted from films such as Harry Potter and Phantom of the Opera or Jurassic Park even. And I think on their own, they have their own merits, because this is still orchestral music that everybody loves, and by really great film composers. So in essence, this is going to be a combination of works that everybody is going to love, like, you know, the orchestra, the people in the audience, they will know these pieces even though they don't recognize the name. Once we start playing, they will say, "Ah, I know this. I heard this before," because this is just music has been just from you know, for many years have been very popular to the audiences. And so it's a concert that is going to be very a great concert for, like I said, for our all-time patrons, but also for people who have never been in the orchestra before, and also for even for kids, so for families. So it's a very broad spectrum of things, and it's going to be a lot of fun. People is gonna come in costumes, and it's gonna be this concert family, but also just you know, for our patron music that everybody's going to love.
And speaking of families and maybe kind of the extended family of the Marquette Symphony Orchestra, I hear we'll have a few special guests as well as a children's choir. Could you speak about some of the additions to the experience this time around?
Right. So we have a. We created a children choir, and they are singing with us for the first time, and so there's going to be roughly around 30 kids and 30 children and from all different ages, and they will be singing in a few songs with the orchestra. So they will be singing a song from the Harry Potter movie, Double Trouble, by John Williams, the very famous and really well-known and composer, one of the best composers in our time. And then the movie Nightmare Before Christmas, they will sing This Is Halloween, which is a very famous song that has been just later on was other bands and groups, and they made versions of the songs, but it started as an orchestral and choir song, and then they will finish with a musical from the prologue from the Little Shop of Horrors. And so it's just like a very fine, you know, very different music, and the kids are going to love it, and everybody's going to love it, yeah.
Absolutely. And now, since this is a Halloween spooktacular, you said folks are welcome to dress in costume, especially the children that come along. My question for you, what's your costume?
I'm not going to tell you now. you need to surprise. Come and see. It's a surprise. I can just I can reveal everything in here, but I know that you know, the orchestra members are already just very having a lot of fun thinking of what they're going to be wearing. So some sections are going to be just like a thematic section. So a section they might just be the entire section of the orchestra. They might be wearing a you know, a Star Wars theme or some other themes. And I'm really looking forward to see, because it's going to be a little bit of a surprise for everyone. And it's very funny because this... everybody has been so enthusiastic about this, and just everybody has been sharing and what they're going to be wearing and so on and so forth. And it's very it's very interesting to see that. And I think it's a lot of excitement also from the orchestra to play this great music and in this situation and in a very fun and but it's still just it's very fun, but it's still it's great music. So I think that all of us are very, very excited about this.
And we were both at the Octavio on Tap event mm-hmm. the other evening at the Ordock, and you spoke a little bit about the excitement and the rediscovering the love of music for the orchestra itself. So is this one of those events where you feel that you can kind of help to continue fostering that love of the music and maybe pairing it with a really fun holiday at the same time?
Absolutely. So I think that this is not so much in here in with the Marquette Symphony, because this is the first time that we're doing this, so there is a first-time excitement about this, right? Mm-hmm. You do, I've done things like this, other kind of concerts like this, and then you go to orchestra that have done this kind of concert just many times, and so they, sometimes musicians, they think of themselves, they forget of why they became musicians in the first place, and sometimes they actually think of themselves like or their careers as I don't know, I don't want to say too important, but as just they see some kind of music as if that music wouldn't deserve their attention. And I think that's wrong, because every music needs to be. We need to just play with our full heart and just give it our entire attention to it. And when we do it, the music is just actually just clicks and just beautiful and wonderful. And sometimes you just go to orchestras that they've been just even playing the same music because they've been working so hard for the entire year, and then you just need to remind them how, you know, beautiful is music. Music is. So in this case, I think that this is not the case. I think everybody is very excited about this. It's very exciting music in here, what I think is this program is actually just helping us to connect even more with our community. So we keep saying that we want to make sure that the community feels that. The orchestra music is something that they can go and just check out, that they can just come without being afraid. So I think that this is a great link into other concerts, this concert, our spectacular concert, by offering things that they are probably more aware of, that they know, they have some film music that they might know. So it's a concert that they're going to just feel, I think everybody's going to feel very good about it after the concert. And that's my hope anyway. And so just that concert would be a link to other concerts. So just to loosen a little bit that fear of, if we want to call it fear, of other concerts that we will be doing in the future. So.
Yeah. And again, we're speaking about the Halloween Spooktacular that's happening Sunday, October 28th at 2 p.m. at the Kauffman Auditorium. Families are welcome to come to this concert, and also costumes are welcome. And like Octavio has said, this is one of those concerts that can be a link to opening up the door and maybe relieving some hesitance to classical music, to orchestral music. And there's something for everyone on this concert listing as well. And again, I'm speaking with Octavio Masarokas, the new principal conductor here for the Marquette Symphony Orchestra. Octavio, is there anything else you'd like to add about this concert?
Just come and check it out. Just, I think at this point we are doing really well on sales, like on tickets, meaning that people seems to be, the community seems to have just taken into this, and I hope that those people that are hesitant, that they can actually just give themselves the chance to do it. I think that this is going to be a great concert for, you know, the famous phrase that winter is coming, right? And winter is coming, definitely. So this is going to be a great outing for, you know, families to just bring your kids and get them in costume, bring them, you know, to the orchestra, have fun, just you yourself wear costume. And just, you know, or send the, you know, the grandparents and the parents and the kids come all and just make this a very fun family and community event. That's what we are hoping that this will be. And I hope that this will become a tradition that everybody and, you know, just can't celebrate Halloween without having just done this first.
Octavio, it's been great having you in the studio this morning. Thanks for talking to us about the Halloween Spooktacular again, Sunday, October 28th at 2 p.m. at the Kauffman Auditorium. Tickets in the usual place. You can also visit themarquettesymphony.org online. Thank you again, Octavio.
Always a pleasure. Thank you so much.